is less water coming down Charles Street right now, and that is very good news, as the water is being able to be controlled by the storm drains that are at the bottom of Charles Street here at Landvale Street. If you're familiar with Charles Street, this is on the back side of Penn Station, of the train station, the other side of the train tracks and the JFX from downtown. So as Jim Ross has been saying, if you're coming out of town on Charles Street, you are able to leave Mount Royal, the Washington Monument, and get as far as the JFX, then get onto the JFX. So that is very good news. So there's right now not a lot of impact for the folks coming out of downtown on Charles Street, but there is a lot of impact for anyone of these businesses along this block of Charles Street. I'm joined right now with Evan of Infinity Restoration. Evan, this is what you do for a living. Describe to me what you've seen and what you've heard from these folks.
8 inches of water. I say 6 to 8 inches, anything from 6 to 8 inches of water in these businesses. Now, as they're slooping the water out, they're still going to be dealing with water, moisture issues and stuff like that. These buildings have to be dried out completely before they can go back to resume their business.
And right now, we're seeing the water come down Charles Street. It's a lot less than it was before. Describe how it was rushing down originally.
It was more like an ocean. I mean, really, there was legitimately waves, I could say, about at least a foot high coming down to Charles Street.
Now, what are these folks going to be up against in the coming days now? I see the BGE people right now. What is BGE doing at these businesses?
I think they're just checking electrical issues, making sure there's no damages to their inner basements and so forth. So I think they're just really trying to control the water from getting into their basements right now.
And we're looking right now at one of the owners of the buildings right here. What was he telling you?
He told me he said about a foot or two of water in his basement.
And what could he do about that? Just wait for it to stop running in and then get a restoration company like yourself in there?
Correct. Yeah, just get the water pumped out, maybe get some proper drying equipment in there, and they'll be back to business.
All right, Evan, with Infinity Restoration, he's the man. I saw him walking up here, and I saw these big rubber boots. I go, "What? Did you just keep those boots with you?" He goes, "I'm in the restoration business." So thanks a lot, Evan. He's trying to help out some of these store owners here. So, again, the water is flowing down Charles Street from where the water main break is up near 23rd. It is really a lot less water, Steve, than we saw before. And right here is where it ends, right before it gets to Penn Station, the JFX, Landvale Street. And that's where the water is either flowing to the right on Charles Street or to the left. And right now these storm drains have done a great job of handling this water. And it almost looks like they have the water completely shut off. And everyone's in good shape right now. No word of any injuries, but a lot of folks dealing with water in their businesses. Again, to familiarize yourself with this stretch of Charles Street, I'm looking right now at the Charles Theater. I'm also looking at Metro Gallery. And if you look up, if you ever come down to JFX and you see that big, tall Smythe Jewelers sign where it's got the Natty Bow guy where it says where Baltimore gets engaged, that's the block of Charles Street that's really impacted now. That's where the water is flowing downstream from the water main break. So that'll give you a little idea. If you're coming out of town on the JFX, you look up to the right and you see that big Smythe Jewelers sign. If you're coming down southbound on the JFX, you look off to the left. That's where you see it.